that we are about to become part of today's miracle. We are about to become part of the feeding of the 5,000. We are about to be fed with the bread of life. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Today we begin our Bread of Life sermon series. We just heard Kenneth's story, one of several ELCA hunger stories we'll see and hear in the coming weeks. We just heard how we, as the ELCA, are helping to feed our brothers and sisters in Christ through an opportunity called One Year, One Job. We just heard how God's work uses our hands. Here at Our Savior's, we know that our hands are used for God's work. We have Faith Family Hospitality, One Village, One Family, Pastor's Discretionary Fund, Habitat for Humanity builds around the world, and many other opportunities to use our hands to do God's work. We are part of today's miracle of being fed and of feeding. It was evening. The disciples were tired and ready to send the crowds home and call it a day. When Jesus looked up and saw a large crowd coming towards him, he said to Philip, "Where are we to buy bread for all of these people?" He said this to test him, for he himself knew what he was going to do. And I'm sure Philip felt tested. Just listen to his answer. 6 months' wages would not buy enough bread for each of them to get a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "There's a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what is that among so many?" Jesus said, "Make the people sit down." And there was a great deal of grass in the place, so they sat down, in all about 5,000. Then Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to those who were seated, so also the fish, as much as they wanted. When they were satisfied, he said to his disciples, "Gather up the fragments left over so that nothing may be lost." And we all know the rest of the story. 12 baskets were left. The feeding of the 5,000. Aside from the resurrection, this is the only miracle recorded in all 4 Gospels. And what a miracle it was. Jesus borrowed a boy's lunch, feeding 5,000 with just loaves and 2 fish. That was extraordinary in and of itself. But in Matthew's gospel, the Greek word used relates only to males. The women and children present were not counted. So many Bible scholars believe that the actual number fed that day was closer to 15 or 20,000. Absolutely amazing. Have you ever been part of such a miracle? I have. Just think about all those potluck dinners when many unexpected visitors show up with no food of their own, yet there's always enough with something left over. Or if you've ever served a Thanksgiving, Christmas, or Easter meal at a mission, the line of people seems to far exceed the amount of food found in the kitchen. Yet I, as a volunteer, have always been fed too. And there was still some left. Or here at our table, we gather and are fed enough with just one loaf. And it's not only enough to survive, it is enough to thrive and to share. Yes, We are part of the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000 plus. When will we learn the truth that God will shatter our meager expectations when we place ourselves, everything that we have and everything that we are, in God's hands? Ah, but that's the challenge. We must place it all in God's hands. As long as we place our hands in God's hands, everything is possible. In God's hands, miracles happen daily. And we must trust absolutely that our hands are being held in God's hands. Our talents, our dreams, our hopes, our resources, our past, and even our mistakes and our pain are held in God's hands. God can and will and does take it all and transform it into a celebration of God's grace and power. As the old gospel song says, little is much when God is in it. Let's think about it another way. A basketball in my hand is worth about $19. A basketball in Michael Jordan's hands is worth about $33 million. It depends on whose hands it's in. A baseball in my hand is worth about $6, and I can't even throw it very far anymore. A baseball in Mark McGuire's hands is worth $19 million. It depends on whose hands it's in. A tennis racket is absolutely useless in my hands. A tennis racket in the hands of Serena Williams is a Grand Slam championship. It depends on whose hands it's in. A rod in my hand might keep away a wild animal. A rod in the hands of Moses departs the mighty sea. It depends on whose hands it's in. A slingshot in my hands is merely a dangerous kid's toy. A slingshot in David's hand is a mighty weapon strong enough to slay a giant. It depends on whose hands it's in. 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread in my hands makes a couple of fish sandwiches. 2 fish and 5 loaves in the hands of Jesus will feed thousands. It depends on whose hands it's in. The offering of a homeless shelter for a man like Kenneth is the offer of a despairing life. The offer of 1 year, one job gives hope and sustainability for living. It depends on whose hands it's in. God loves to use the ordinary to create the extraordinary. God wants to use our ordinary hands, and God's extraordinary hands will support our hands at every juncture and will support all of our hands at once. God loves to use the seemingly insignificant and humble person to fashion a life of beauty and strength that can only be explained by God in us. After all, it's the bread of life offered by the hand of God. There is a foreshadowing of Christ's miracle in the life of Elisha in 2 Kings. Elisha told his servant to feed the people that were gathered, although there was clearly not enough food to feed those. One man said, "How can I feed 100 men with this?" In the end, though, you know the end. The men not only had enough to eat, but there were leftovers. In the Old Testament, in the gospel, in our lives, the bread of life is a constant miracle, and there is enough. Isn't that just like God? He says he will do more than provide for his people. He will give an abundance. During sacred space, or before communion, or at the end of the service, it doesn't matter when, come to the baptismal font and mark. Dip your fingers in the water and mark yourself with the sign of the cross. Be reminded that you have been marked as a child of God by the hand of God. And then come to the miracle of being fed with the bread of life. There's always enough. Then go from this holy space, doing God's work with our hands. Amen.